gets fined. Nobody gets gets anything, really. I mean, when you think about it. That is great. That is wonderful, wonderful news. We'll fill you in on that story coming up on the other side of the news, but because they may not have it at the top of the hour, but I'll make sure you get all the information. And they've been on Hannity repeatedly. My guess is they'll be on Hannity tonight. I'm just guessing, on this. This is one of those deals where justice is served. We all have the right to protect our castle. They call it the castle doctrine. That you're free to protect your domicile. And by the way, you're even in most states allowed to defend it with a semi-automatic rifle. Yeah, trust me. Stay where you are. Coming up, Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18. He has dedicated much of his adult life to education. And beginning tomorrow, teachers in the Clark County School District will be reporting for duty. Summer's over for them. The kids come in on Monday. It's going to be big. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bask Drive on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bask Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon says an officer has been killed during a burst of violence at a transit center just outside the Pentagon. A suspect shot by law enforcement officers. He died at the scene. Spokesman Woodrow Cousy says it's too soon to say if this might have been an act of terrorism.
I have no further information with regard to motivation or the series of events that occurred. Those are being put together as we speak.
Investigation finding Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women in and out of state government, but the embattled New York governor continues to staunchly deny the allegations. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis refusing to back down from his position on mask mandates. He says current spike will be short-lived, and he fully expects hospitalizations to drop in the next couple of weeks. Also at townhall.com, Germany's BMW reporting a profit of 4.8 billion euros for the second quarter.
The earnings report rounds out a strong earnings season for Germany's three big automakers as global auto markets continue to recover from the pandemic. The company warned, however, that shortages of electronic parts could make production and sales for the rest of the year volatile. The quarterly profit follows strong results for Daimler AG's Mercedes-Benz and for Volkswagen's upmarket brands Audi and Porsche.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The British Navy warning of a, quote, potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating Tuesday. That incident comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its nuclear deal, and its commercial shipping in the region has suffered. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Dinesh D'Souza. Would you like to save an extra $1,000 a month? If you're a homeowner, it's possible. You just have to refinance to one of these historically low rates and do it now before they start to rise. My stepson Justin is looking to buy his first home and called American Financing. He got an incredible deal, 2.875 and no fees. This company truly is America's home for home loans. They're a family-owned national mortgage lender that's known for creating custom loans, helping people just like you save up to $1,000 a month, from low rates to debt consolidation, even new home purchases. It's a no-pressure experience that's focused on you, and they never charge upfront or hidden fees. Pre-qualify for free by calling 888-528-1219. That's 888-528-1219. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. Parking at the Miracle Mile Shops, it was a good run at Planet Hollywood, no longer free. Company officials say visitors who self-park in the garage will pay $12 for 1 to 4 hours, $15 for 4 to 24 hours, and the first hour is free. Properties on the Las Vegas Strip that still offer free parking include TI, Tropicana, Wynn and Encore, the Venetian and Palazzo as well. MGM Resorts is donating 2 acres of private land for a permanent memorial honoring the victims of the 1 October shooting spree. The parcel being donated is the northeast corner of the Las Vegas Village Festival site near Reno Avenue, where the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival took place on October 1, 2017. 58 people were killed that night by a gunman shooting from his suite at Mandalay Bay. 2 died later, bringing the death toll to 60. A sign will be placed at the site to let the public know of the coming memorial. Clark County officials are taking input on what the memorial should feature.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Take right more problems off the freeways than on. We'll start, though, in the southwest on the Beltway. It's not an accident, but watch for an HB off at the side of the road there on the northbound side of 215 before Russell Road. On South Las Vegas Boulevard at Town Square, injury accident there. Also one on Sahara westbound at I-15. And back on the west side of town, intersection of Spring Mountain and Fort Apache is being cleared of an accident. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Hour number two of Live and Local. Always good to have Scott Hammond aboard. He's the state senator from Nevada District 18. And so much to talk about. You are a guy that has dedicated his adult life to education. And teachers are back tomorrow. Next Monday, the kids are back in the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the nation. Are we going to be ready?
Oh, they'll be ready. I mean, they've had plenty of time, and if they're not, they'll hear it. And then 2 days after they start, then you see most of the charter schools are going to be starting as well. So, I mean, kids are back. They're back in school. I know they're going to be masked up, at least CCSD. I don't know about some of the charters, the private schools. I hope that the governor, and with whatever wisdom he has, allows the private schools to kind of dictate what to do. They did their own thing during the pandemic. Remember, they allowed private schools to meet, and they put all their procedures in place and mitigation stuff in place. And rarely did anybody hear of any kind of outbreak or any necessity to shut the whole school down during the school year. So, you know, a lot of the private schools, those students were there all year. And good thing, because they didn't lose any seat time. Can't really say that about CCSD, but, you know, at least our private schools and a few others are up and going.
And by the way, the charters, I just saw a thing in the RJ, I think, yesterday or the day before, that they have determined that they're going to go by their own rules relative to masks and vaccines and things like that. So they may be taking a slightly different direction than CCSD.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. You know, people keep talking about the mask mandate, and they keep talking about the vaccines. In the end, I hope we're all smart enough to go, look, you know, here's all the information. Here's, you know, the deaths. Here's the percentage of people who are getting sick with vaccines and the percentage of people getting sick without vaccine. And, you know, we get all the information and then let people make the choices. You know, and I know that that's a hard thing for people to get to right now. And I just keep thinking that the more we push this, you know, more people are going to dig their heels in. If you can force people to do things, it's usually just their nature to push back.
Well, but can I tell you, though, there are a lot of parents that through the pandemic, they have discovered other ways of skinning the cat, so to speak, during the pandemic. And they found, you know, pods and micro schools. There's a great micro school, what, up in North Las Vegas?
North Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and the folks that really started that, and kudos to North Las Vegas. It's the first time that, you know, micro schools have been around for a while and doing quite well in Arizona, places like that. But this is the first time nationwide that I can think of that a municipality got involved and said, hey, we need to offer something to our folks, that not only residents who live here, but the folks who live or who work for North Las Vegas. And we need to get them, we need to get these students in front of educators. And that's what they did. And the reason why they're getting a lot of national attention is, not only did they do it during the pandemic and found ways to make sure that everybody was safe, but most of the students who started, and these are students in, for the most part, in North Las Vegas, a lot of them were a year, maybe 2 years behind in their education and where they should be. And not only did they make that up, but most of them ended, like 80% of them. And we had nearly 100-plus students in this micro school. 80% of them ended the school year a year and a half to 2 years ahead of where they should be academically. So they made up a lot of time, and it was because of the model that they use and the flexibility and the things that they did to make sure that students were, you know, working on their own and working ahead. So just amazing stuff right here in Nevada, folks, right here in Nevada. And the whole model is increasing. Like you said, people are trying to find ways to hear about potential masking, maybe even the next step, maybe stay at home for, you know, 2-3 weeks or something like that. And I think parents are going to say, you know what, we can't have our students at home again. We just can't do that. It's a disruption not only to the students' education, but it's a disruption to our work patterns. It's a disruption to our family. They're going to find ways like they did a year ago. I think August of 2020, micro schools did not exist in North Las Vegas, or the North Las Vegas did not start SNUMA. A month later, it was up and running. So they're flexible, they're nimble, and you can put them up together real quick, and they get results. So I hope people are ready to see more of those. I think we're going to see more and more people. I would not be surprised to see micro schools take over about 10% of that market in the near future.
Tell me how it works. And how is it different than, say, charter schools or homeschooling or some of the other examples of school choice?
Well, you know, you mentioned a minute ago pandemic pods and all these other things that started. And I think pandemic pods and sort of the kind of genre, they probably created more questions than they answered. Microschools are a little bit different. They are homeschools. I mean, they're homeschoolers. It's like a co-op of homeschoolers who are trying to put together a curriculum. But it's a little bit different because, well, first of all, to be in a microschool, all you have to do is the same thing you do if you want to homeschool your child. You declare to the state that you're going to disenroll them from a public school or a public charter school. You're going to disenroll them, and you're going to homeschool them. And then you get to, you know, for the microschools in North Las Vegas, what they did is they hired professionals to be in the classroom with the students. Sometimes they put first and second graders together, third and fourth graders together. They had a sort of a blended learning model. They used some in-class instruction, some on the computer, but with a teacher, an educator. I don't know if they could call them teachers at the time, but an educator who would walk around and help students progress at their speed. So there's a lot of one-on-one attention. So the thing about a microschool, though, I hate to say that is the model, because a microschool can be very nimble. You can put together a microschool, say you want to do a high school with 30 kids in it, and you want to hit all the basics, your history, your science, your math, and English. But, you know, all your specialty classes, all your electives, you want to make sure that they're all in the trades. You want to make sure the kids are learning how to do drywall. They want to learn how to do electrical work. You know, you bring in those folks, and they're there in the classroom with a classroom teacher, and you can do all that stuff. So it's very nimble. You can accomplish with that microschool what you need for the students that you have in there, and that's what people love. It's that customization, flexibility. Being nimble is good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate school choice. Joining us, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Again, he has devoted much of his adult life to education. And, we've been talking about schools are going to be back. Teachers are back tomorrow. Next Monday, it's the kids. And it's going to be a very, very exciting time. And all this new money being pumped into our school system, hopefully it'll move the needle. We'll find out. Are you still getting calls on Dieter?
Absolutely. Still getting calls. I did a teletown hall, I want to say last week, on Tuesday, and I'd say 50% of my calls were still about Dieter. Now, it's different. There are different questions, different circumstances coming up, different issues. So anybody who's listening in, they're trying to get to everybody, but most of the time I fielded calls concerning the real ID. It's called ID Me. And when you get a message from Dieter asking you to go through these steps, it's not a fake request. It is coming from Dieter. It's a way for them to know for sure that you are who you say you are, so we can cut down on fraudulent claims being paid out. So there is a trick to it. I think that there's a tab in the ID Me program, a tab on one of the pages that's a little harder to look to find. But if you hit that tab, they get you to the next page. I talked to Dieter. I'm trying to get a little more training so I can help people with that easy step, so that I don't have to get them onto Dieter, so I can cut down the number of times I have to connect them with folks there, take care of that problem. The other problem I'm encountering, Kevin, and you probably saw this coming, a lot of people got their taxes back and found out that they owed money because somebody made a fraudulent claim on their name and got unemployment insurance or got unemployment, and that person didn't even know they were getting unemployment, and so they have to try and rectify that, and so they've been basically flooding the lines, trying to get somebody on the line to help them through that process, and so I've been dealing with that as well. So those are two of the most common ones I'm hearing, and then from time to time I still get somebody who hasn't been paid since last March. You know, they're owed this money and never got a dime, so I'm trying to work through that as well. And the thing is, I don't work for Dieter. I'm trying to help my constituents and anybody else who I talk to. But, you know, sometimes somebody could be the nicest, most sincere person. And, and I have no idea if that person is who they say they are. Dieter is doing the best they can. There's ways to mitigate that. And that was one of the things we were trying to do during the legislative session. We were trying to get a bill passed We believe that it's the future, and certainly there's got to be different ways to pay people off for unemployment. They give them they issue them a card, and then the card can you can put money on it and use it. But you know, the reality is if the first monies that you give to somebody on unemployment is a check, a cash, you know, a paper check, as cumbersome as it is actually another step to verification, because now that person has to take it to the bank and prove that they are who they say they are. And we try to get that in, but they never, like I said, never heard our bill. So we never got that other step in there. But that I think that would have helped. And there's a couple other things that we could have done to help mitigate. But as a result, you know, we're still trying to deal with some of the issues that you know, the pandemic has created with the unemployment.
More coming up with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400. Having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on andro400.com. andro400.com. That's andro400.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation.
They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Breaking news. It'll be on the hourly news, I'm sure, at the top of the hour. Governor Mike Parson of Missouri has pardoned a couple who pointed guns at protesters passing their Central West End home last summer. The governor's office made that announcement this afternoon. Mark McCluskey and Patricia McCluskey pleaded guilty in June to misdemeanor charges. They were to pay fines without facing jail time. The governor has made repeated statements saying he would pardon the couple. Today he did. Any surprise there? Again, they negotiated it down to misdemeanors with fines and no jail time. But a nice touch by the governor from Missouri.
Right, and I think, you know, just kind of trying to de-escalate things a little bit and try to put things in perspective. A couple that came out, probably not maybe the best way to come out. I mean, they had the anger in their eyes for sure. But you know what? I think this way to de-escalate the past year, try to get things back to, you know, people thinking clearly instead of being so angry about everything. Look, I think it was a good move. And clearly, I'd heard rumblings that he'd been willing to do this for a while, so no surprise that he did it.
I want to ask you, today, the governor of our state, Steve Sisolak, was joined by Treasurer Zach Conine and Dina Titus to kick off a statewide listening tour for the American Rescue Plan funds. And apparently, this is $6.7 billion. Now, I thought you folks already did something with this money before you left Carson City. Is this different money?
We did. No, we actually we allocated some of the money. But like I said, we weren't sure exactly how much money we were going to get. But there's been money coming into the state for months and months and months, even before we received all that money. You had the CARES Act money, and some of it's still floating around. Hey, I'm happy that they're actually going to listen to people, because remember, during the pandemic, Steve Sisolak did not get out to talk to people at all. He wasn't asking anybody in any industry what they thought he should be doing. He didn't ask anybody for any advice. So the fact that he's actually out there now and saying, hey, we're getting this money, what should we do with it? Well, that's a positive step. I mean, we finally got a guy who's going to ask us questions. It might be a little too late. You know, I don't know if it's going to save him when it comes around to the next election, but at least he's out there asking questions now.
Well, my question is, do you believe him? Do you think he really is serious, or is this just a photo op?
Oh, you would put me on the spot like that, wouldn't you, Kevin?
Well, no. But can I just say that the first time I read this release, this press release, the first thing I thought of was photo op,
and that. Right.
You know, they're going to listen. And then what are they going to do? Then they're going to do what they damn well please. It's like what happens at the school board meetings. You know? We get public input, right. And then the Board of Trustees does what the Board of Trustees wants to do.
I tell you what, there really is very little trust in any of our institutions nowadays. And you just hit the nail on the head. For that reason, people are always, they're going to be skeptical. I mean, going on in the future, people are always going to be skeptical. And like I said, the guy wasn't listening before, and so now he's out there listening. I would suspect that, hey, I just want to get myself out there because now people get to see me, or I'm in the news again for positive reasons, right? I'm going to talk about how I want to spend this money, and you guys are going to tell me how to spend it. Well, a lot of it is optics. I'll agree with you. A lot of it's just opportunities to be out there, and it's optics. So I will agree with you to that extent.
And by the way, you know, this is, after all, the people's money. And my question is, have you ever heard discussion among your Democrat colleagues about returning this money to the people of Nevada, not spending it, because it's not their money to spend, it's our money. Have you ever heard any of the Democrats say, yeah, let's give this money back?
No, a matter of fact, we had to sue the state in order to get that money back that they were collecting from people at the DMV. And now we have to try and figure out how to get that. You know, it was the Republican.